Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 67% of American adults have high blood pressure. That's one in three people. And we're now spending $47.5 billion in medical expenses to treat it. Of course, treatment is always, almost always, with prescription drugs. But here's the scary part. Doctors aren't really sure how to treat hypertension. And you'd think before we spend $47.5 billion, we would maybe be certain that what we're doing is helpful, but that's not the case. And this was illuminated at a conference, the European Society of Hypertension, in 2012, where several experts spoke about this issue. This wasn't one rogue medical doctor who got up and said, maybe we don't know what we're doing. This was addressed by several different presenters. One said, quote, "And there is the big problem of the target for BP treatment, blood pressure treatment, that everybody has alluded to. Despite decades of trials, we're still uncertain as to what level we should lower BP to achieve maximal cardiovascular protection. And remember, we have absolutely no information on the BP value to be achieved when ambulatory or home BP is considered." The docs at this conference advised that more trials are needed, particularly to look at whether or not people with high normal hypertension should be medicated if they have no other risk factors, if high normal diabetics benefit from medication, and how to address the J curve, which shows that the more aggressively blood pressure is lowered with medication in some populations, the higher the death rate. And it just seems like an awful lot of uncertainty while docs medicate people that are fall into these different categories every single day. Ambulatory blood pressure monitoring was discussed, which is now formally recommended in the UK. And this involves measuring blood pressure periodically throughout a 24-hour period in order to detect fluctuations and to avoid medicating people who have white coat syndrome, which one speaker said constitute 25% of patients diagnosed with hypertension, and of course those patients are medicated as well. But even the validity of this tool in predicting who should and should not be medicated has yet to be proven. Well, the bottom line is, while doctors are experimenting on patients because they admit that they don't know what they're doing in this area, it's important to remember that hypertension is generally a foodborne illness that can be successfully addressed with a low-fat plant-based diet, exercise, and weight loss. And people who are taking medications for blood pressure in view of this information should really consult with a physician that adheres to scientific evidence when making treatment decisions, because I think there are a lot of hypertensives, particularly those who fall into that high normal category, that probably would be better off not being medicated. But that's, of course, a decision that should be reserved for you to have with your with a physician. If it's not the one you currently go to, find another one. But in any case, this just illuminates the amount of treatment that's being administered daily in this country for which there's little justification. Well, that's all for now, and have a great day.